The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Command this log of the Shuttlecraft Explorer 1 of the SS Titan III. My name is Pudge McNuttich, and we've been sent out by Captain Hancock to appropriate salvage from a derelict space cruiser known as the SS Heldrax. A name that sounds awfully familiar, yet I can't quite put my finger on where I've heard it before. Anyway, the cruiser is in the middle of a debris field of an old space battle, which sits all too close to an ion storm. Not ideal conditions for a salvage job, but orders are orders, so we're carrying them out. It was either that or face being melted down. Yeah, Captain Hancock is a tough customer, but I'd say he's firm but fair. Well, sometimes he's fair. Well, sometimes he's downright unfair. Well, okay, he's the boss and we do what he tells us to do. Fairness rarely comes into it. End of log entry.
Chongo was happy to finally be on an away mission. Chongo was bored on ship. Chongo is too intelligent for just sitting around twiddling Chongo's thumbs.
I hear you, Chongo. Loud and clear. I'm just not too happy about having to be so close to that ion storm out there in space.
Chongo no like ion storms either. Storms make Chongo's teeth hurt.
Oh, Chongo, dear brother. You know as well as anyone that you don't have teeth. You're a robot just like the rest of us, despite the fact that you like to fantasize about being a human being. And not just any human being, but a famous big game hunter on top of that, of all things.
Chongo could be big game hunter. Anything is possible for Chongo.
What a wild imagination you have, dear brother.
Imagination is a good thing, Derek, and nothing to sneeze at. You should be more encouraging of poor Chongo.
Betty has a point. Imagination leads to intelligent thought.
Oh, so you guys are lecturing me about intelligent thought, are you? I mean, I am brilliant, you know. In fact, I have a brain the size of an entire galaxy in my head.
Exactly, Derek. It's all in your head. Believe me.
Oui, you are no smarter than the rest of us, Derek. You just want to think that you are.
And again, you bots choose to insult me. I am beginning to understand how you feel, Zimtron.
Oh, don't drag me into this. It's bad enough that Pudge forced me to come on this job. Don't drag me into your petty squabbles.
Come on, you guys, take it easy. We have a job to do, remember? And it is your job to come on these sorts of missions, Zimtron, whether you like it or not.
Why? Why is it my job to come on these sort of missions, Pudge? I mean, I started out as a dishwasher. That's what I was designed to be. Yet I'm always being dragged off to accompany you guys on some pointless mission that hardly calls for a dishwasher's expertise.
We have a new dishwasher aboard the Titan III. His name is Beldar.
And why was he brought in when we have me?
Because he's better at the job than you are, Zimtron. That's why.
Plus, he's a lot nicer to hang out with, Zimhead.
He's certainly a lot less annoying than you.
I know that none of you like me. I get it. And I really could care less. But I still don't see why I'm always being dragged off on these missions that could simply end up getting us all killed.
Is he right, Pudge? Are we really in that much danger?
Yeah. I don't want to die.
Melt, nor do I.
Pansies, just do what I do. Look death straight in the face and tell him, I dare you to take me out. Come on, death. Let's rumble.
But I don't want to rumble with death.
Me neither. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Calm down, you guys. Simtron is over-exaggerating as usual. Just ignore him like I do.
Oh, yes. Of course. Ignore me. The standard line, but you'll see. We'll link up to this space cruiser, and in no time at all, we'll be under attack by a giant space beetle or a giant space rodent or killer space jelly or something like that. I guarantee it. Then you'll all see that I was right all along.
Killer space jelly? Seriously? Why does everything have to be prefaced with the word space?
Well, where are we exactly? Could it be, space? So what else is it going to be? Giant dirt jelly?
I don't care what it is. I'm ready to pound it.
See what I mean? Simtron exaggerates. He always exaggerates. So there's virtually nothing to worry about.
Mon ami, I really don't like how you say that there's virtually nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I'm not full of confidence at this moment either, Butch.
I have to admit to being a bit nervous myself.
It's okay, Betty. I'll protect you.
Aww, that's so sweet of you, Crusher.
Relax, you guys. I mean, this is a routine salvage job. Honestly, what could possibly go wrong?
Oh, you just had to say that. Those are the notoriously famous last words, you know.
Oh, brother. Yeah, I suggest we all just calm down.
Chongo is always calm. Besides, Chongo is preparing for docking procedures. You guys might want to hang on to something.
Robots of the company!
Oh boy!
It's in the program! Bite me!
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 86, The Haldrax Horror, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Robots of the Company. It's in the program.
Moi has a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Looks typical to me. Dark, scary, and smelly.
Par for the course for this type of job.
I know everybody is nervous and scared. Well, except maybe you, Crusher.
Nope. I ain't scared. This is going to be a cakewalk.
Anyway, as I was saying, all we need to do is inspect this ship for any valuable cargo and salvage, and then get out of here.
Hey, where are the others? Why am I here and the other two aren't? That's just not fair.
I decided it was best to leave Chongo and Derek to guard the shuttle, and to keep it ready in case we do end up having to, quickly run away from any space rodents or whatever.
So, you're scared too, huh, Putch?
Let's just say I'm being precautious. Plus, I know how our luck tends to run.
That's basically the same as saying that I was right all along. I win.
This isn't a competition, Simtron. We're just an unlucky crew, and things usually go not so good for us.
What was that, mon amis?
Whatever it is, I don't like the sound of it.
I bet it was something giant and space-related. I knew it! We're doomed!
Relax, you guys. It's probably nothing. Most likely just the storm wreaking havoc on the ship. I mean, it is an old ship. Probably the hull is in bad shape, so it's, creaky. Yeah, that's it. Just a creaky old hull.
So, in other words, this ship is brittle. And likely to break up due to the ion storm at any moment.
Sam, in other words, we're doomed.
We're all going to die.
How to say now, to get it out of the way. I told you so, Punch.
Oh, come on, you guys. Panicking is not going to help the situation.
He's right, you know. Everybody just needs to calm down and think.
Betty's right, you guys. Let's just use our heads and take a moment to think this through, okay?
I'm trying to think, but all I keep imagining is, what if this old ship is haunted?
Oh, for crying out loud, seriously? Like ghosts and stuff?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Seriously, Crusher?
What? I heard that in a movie once. Plus, it's true. I'm not afraid of nothing, let alone any ghosts.
Well, I am. I'm afraid of ghosts. I'm afraid of lots of things. For instance, ghosts, giant space rodents, dogs, acid rain, politics. Jeez.
I'm afraid of anything that's going to get me killed.
Me too. Let's get out of here.
Just stay where you are, everybody. I'll check this out. Hey, it's a bot. What are you doing hiding in a locker, pal?
Wait, that's not just any bot. I recognize him. It's GD?
Oh no, it's you guys. I thought I got rid of you bots for good. Oh well, and I wasn't hiding in that locker for your information. I was locked up in there. And I never thought I'd get rescued, let alone by you losers.
GG, is that really you?
Now, who else do you think it is, Superman?
Hey, GG, what's happening?
Hey there, Popsicle. So, you're still hanging out with this unlucky crew, huh?
What else am I gonna do?
Oh, I don't know, maybe get a life?
It's really good to see you, GD.
Really, Pudge? You mean that?
Well, sure I do. It's been a long time. I thought you were out there somewhere traveling the universe, being a hero in time and space. How'd you end up here?
It's a long story, but I can tell you one thing. This is all a trap.
Again, I told you so.
I see Zimtron hasn't changed a bit. Still as annoying as ever.
Oh, it's nice to see you too. GD.
And you know where you can stick it, loser. So, who are these new bots?
I'm Crusher, Chief of Security.
I'm Dr. Betty, ship's counselor and medical provider.
And I am Lynx. Just Lynx. I have no special job. In fact, I don't even know why I'm here, to be honest.
Let me guess. You're somehow related to Sphinx. Is he dead or something?
Sphinx is my papa. And no, he is not dead. He, as you say, got a life.
Oh, good to hear. No offense, it's just hanging around with these guys could get anyone killed. And I haven't been around to save the day lately.
Very well. In that case, no offense taken.
Hang on a minute, GD. You said this was a trap. What kind of trap? And who said it?
Well, that's just the thing, Pudge. I don't really know, but it was someone called Haldrax. Called himself the Keeper of the Knowledge, whatever that means.
Haldrax? But that's the name of the ship. That name is so familiar. Haldrax. Oh boy, Haldrax. I know what it is. I remember now. Oh boy. If I may be so bold, sir, may I ask who we are addressing?
Oh, all right. I suppose that's fair. I am known as Haldrax, Keeper of the Knowledge. And I must tell you, as Keeper of the Knowledge, that it is not your time to be here.
not our time?
Lovely is so confused.
Now there's a surprise. We're sorry, Heldrax, sir, but what do you mean?
I mean there is a right time for everything, and this is not your time. There's great knowledge that awaits you here, but you are too early. You must wait 6 of your months. Then you may return. Now go, and do not return until the designated time. Do you understand?
Oh, we understand, sir. We'll be on our way now.
Good. But do not be late. Do not fail to return at the designated time, or you will all meet a dreadful end. You must return here at the designated time. Do you understand?
Loud and clear, sir. Loud and clear. We will return as you command.
Good. And be sure to bring an offering.
An offering? What kind of offering?
Oh, I don't know. Something chocolatey. Do you understand?
You want us to bring you chocolate? A chocolate treat when we return in 6 months' time? Is that correct?
That is correct. Now be gone.
Then consider us history. Until we return, of course. Come on, you guys. We best do as we're told. I'd totally forgotten about that. Has it been 6 months already?
Commander Podge. This is the shuttlecraft calling Commander Podge. We're in trouble out here. The ion storm is getting worse and closing in on us. Hey, I think it just somehow opened up a wormhole. Oh yeah, it has. In fact, it opened up 2 wormholes. It looks like one is closing in on you guys and the other one is closing in on us. Oh no! We're being dragged in! We're going to be eaten by a wormhole! Oh no! I think we're doomed! Chongo, we're being pulled into that wormhole!
Chongo knows. Chongo not happy.
Well, as a matter of fact, neither am I. I'm too intelligent to die. We have to do some...
Derek! Come in, Derek! Chongo! Come in, you guys!
It's too late, Pudge. They're gone. Nothing you can do about it. And now I suspect we're next. Oh, well. Was nice seeing you bots again, I guess.
I knew it! I was right! We're all doomed!
It's nothing to be proud of, Zimmy.
I always knew you guys would get me killed.
Why did I even join this crew? I want my mama!
Are we really going to die? Oh, crackers!
It's all right. Just hang on, Betty.
You know, I really hate you guys.
Where the heck are we?
Am I dead?
We all are. We have to be dead. I knew it was bound to happen.
Moi is certainly not dead.
We're not dead, you idiots. Dead would be dead. Just nothingness. We're certainly not nothing. We're just somewhere else.
But where are we?
This place looks familiar. What do you think, Butch?
Yeah, it does. Hey, isn't this the planet where you saw the bright lights?
The one we visited 6 months ago. Yeah, I think you're right.
6 months, 12 days, 2 hours, and 11 minutes to be precise. In other words, you're late, Punch McNunnich. And damn it, where's my chocolate? You promised me chocolate!
Oh boy, I totally forgot.
You've been a bad boy.
You bots always end up ticking off the wrong people. What did you do this time?
Honestly, GD, I have no idea who this is or what it's all about. All I know is that we were sent on a salvage mission to this planet by Captain Hancock 6 months ago and told to return here in exactly 6 months' time with an offering of chocolate for Haldrax here, the, keeper of the knowledge? Whatever that means. I mean, what knowledge is he keeping? And why, for that matter?
I'm keeping secret knowledge. I have a secret. Would you like to know what it is?
At this point, I'd just like to know how to get back to the Titan III.
Titan III? What happened to number two?
It's all just a long and boring story, so don't even ask, GD.
Sorry I did. Jeez.
Hey! You should be more concerned with me right now. Pay attention to me. Why do I never get any respect? I mean, really. Oh, darn. Not the coughing fits again.
Coughing fits? You know, that sounds more like... Nah, it can't be. Can it?
Oh, no. You can't mean...
Darn it! They figured it out! And I wanted to reveal myself in a very clever way!
Dr. Grease Monkey? Can it really be you?
Well, of course it's me, you fools! Who else would it be? I mean, I am your arch enemy. Darn! I hate these bloody coughing fits.
You know, I could possibly help with that. I mean, if you'd actually show yourself and I knew what you were.
Really? You could help me? I mean, would you?
I'm a doctor. I have no choice, really. It's in the programming.
Well then, in that case, maybe I won't kill you, bots.
Now wait just a cotton picking minute here. We had a deal. We're supposed to be getting our revenge on these bots.
Oh no, not this guy too.
Dr. Philbot? I mean, first we meet you, GD, then Dr. Grease Monkey is back at... Now Dr. Philbot too? Is this some kind of anniversary special or something? I don't get it. It's just too coincidental. I mean, who's next? Old Squeak?
Not quite. Maybe just the newer model. Would that be okay?
Hey, looking good, Squeak. Long time no see.
I know. Great to see everybody. Where's Briscoe?
Right here, zippity-doo.
This is just too much. It can't be. I mean, it doesn't compute. It does not compute. Does not compute. Overload, overload, tilt, tilt, tilt.
Look out, you guys! He's gonna blow!
Don't you mean he's going to space blow?
Shut up, Simtra! Is this place? It's so peaceful. Am I dead?
Do you think you are dead?
I honestly don't know. I've never been dead before, so how would I know when it actually happens?
Good point.
Say, who are you anyway?
You may simply call me Harmony.
Oh, okay. Hello, Harmony. Do you know if I'm dead?
Let's just say you are somewhere between death and life,
and somewhere between what is real and what is not real.
Oh, yeah, that clears it up.
You are full of questions, I can tell. Which is a good sign.
It is? Oh, good. Well then, in that case, have I been dreaming? I mean, did I dream all that stuff with GD, Squeak, Dr. Grease Monkey, and so on?
Only some of what you experienced is real. At least, on one hand. But, on the other, none of it was real. But then, you can decide.
I can? Oh boy, am I confused. You know, I've had trouble keeping track of reality in the past. I once thought this was all just a radio show, rather than actually having real experiences. Things were pretty strange for a while there, several years back, and... Okay, scratch that. Things are still strange all the time, but it always seems to make some sort of sense to me. But today, not so much. I mean, out of everything I've experienced today, can you tell me what was real and what wasn't?
I will do my best. First off, what do you think was real?
Well, I think us going to the derelict spaceship was pretty real. Once we met up with GD, I'm not so sure after that.
Up to that point, everything was indeed real. GD also was real, as was Dr. Grease Monkey and Dr. Philbot. Squeak and Briscoe, however, were not real at all.
Well then, I'm just confused.
Perhaps we should go back to that point then?
Wait a minute. Do you mean we could go back to that moment earlier in the day? Where me and the other bots were on the strange planet with the lights? Right before we met Squeak and Briscoe? I mean, are you about to suggest using time travel to sort out my problems?
You don't like that solution?
Well, no offense, but in my experience, time travel solves nothing. It only confuses things more. Look. What's really going on here? I mean, who are you anyway? You say your name is Harmony, but I have a feeling you just told me that to make me feel all calm and relaxed.
I can see that you are too clever for me.
One thing I've never been called is clever. But I ain't stupid. Who are you really? Do I know you somehow?
You do know me. We have met. Do you recall your time on planet Bob?
Oh no. Don't tell me I'm still stuck on that crazy planet. I don't know if I could take that.
Relax, Patch. You are not on planet Bob. But that is where we met. It may have been an accident, but I once made you and your friends human for a day.
Oh no. You're the wishing well?
That's right. I was. And am. In a strange way. The wishing well.
Oh boy, this can't be good. And here I thought Dr. Grease Monkey was just back for revenge. Again.
Oh. Well, Dr. Grease Monkey is back for revenge. In fact, that is what the entity known as Dr. Grease Monkey wished for. Revenge. And this is part of it.
Oh boy. Oh no. Then I'm in a trap. Darn it. GD was right.
Indeed he was, Pudge McNuttish. It was all a trap. And the trap is me.
To be continued. You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 86, The Hal Drax Horror, our very special Halloween special, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Joe J. Thomas as Putch, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Chongo, Jeff Niles as Derek, Deborah Adams as Dr. Betty, Victor Aurelius as Crusher, Daryl Mooney as Popsicle, Gary Erickson as Lynx, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Ellie Hirschman as GD. Welcome back. Jonathan Patrick Russell as Haldrax, Joe J. Thomas as Lovely, Sally Wiggett as Dr. Grease Monkey, what a surprise! And Jeff Niles as Dr. Philbot, Kyle Boers as Briscoe, Sally Wiggett as Squeak, and Stefania Lintonbon as Harmony. Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod, but an additional track, Harp Bliss 8, was recorded by Stacy Berkeley, who retains all rights to that track. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us for virtually any reason at all, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We were being horrifying during the making of this audiogram. The Robots of the Company will return for our usual holiday episode, and this one is entitled The Santacon Day Wish, and it'll be coming at you real soon. So until then, this is the Creditor, sounding a bit off, but it's me, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Robots of the Company. It's in the program.
This program is copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.